More than 2,000 protesters showed up for Moral Monday in Marshall Park last night. They held signs in support of abortion rights and in protest of cutbacks to education and health care. Some were there in support of legalization of marijuana and abolishing prisons. But if there was one central theme to last night's rally, it was the sweeping changes to voting law by Governor Pat McCrory that had the crowd riled up. Kojo Nontambu, president of the Charlotte chapter of the NAACP, led the rally.
We're going to register voters, and we're going to get people out to vote, and they might think we're asleep, but are we awake, Charlotte?
The state chapter of the NAACP led weekly Moral Mondays while the General Assembly was in session in Raleigh to protest budget cuts and controversial legislation pushed by Republican leaders. Belmont Abbey College physics professor Rajiv Tiwari attended the Charlotte protest.
This whole legislative season has been like living in a surrealist world. Every morning I woke up, I was expecting to see something more ridiculous than I saw yesterday.
With clergy members crowding the stage behind him, keynote speaker Reverend Dwayne Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church spoke of the new voting law as a step backward.
Forward together, not one step back.
Forward together,
not one step back.
See, this is an appropriate rallying cry, because as we look across our country and observe what appears to be an attempt by the right-wing conservative legislators and governors to deliberately turn back the clock on the progress that has been made by black people and brown people and women and other groups.
Grady Lockhart, a native Charlottean, says he came out to protest the voting law.
I'm very impressed with the diversity of the crowd that came out to support this. This ain't a black and white issue. You know, it seems to be bigger than that. And it's just not about the Democrats and Republicans. This seems to be more about issues that concern the American public.
The new voting law not only requires a photo ID to vote by 2016, but also makes some major changes, like cutting early voting by 1 week, eliminating straight ticket voting and pre-registration for teens, as well as changing campaign spending rules. Chief sponsor of the bill, Republican Senator Bob Rucho, says he believes it enhances voting opportunities by possibly increasing the number of voting locations. He spoke Monday on WFAE's Charlotte Talks.
It goes from 17 days to 10 days prior to the election. And in that same 10 days, you have, if you had 2,000 hours in 2008, you would have 2,000 hours in that same period. So you have more opportunities to vote. You also have the ability to increase the number of locations. We can add two or three or five locations.
Organizers of Moral Monday say they plan to have protests in the state's 13 congressional districts. There were also smaller rallies in Burnsville and the coastal town of Manio last night. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.